stuffing, gravy, then the stuffing, string beans and a side of glazed yams, pass the cider, turkey tender, tender.
I believe that was last night's performance, Imagine Dragons, here on...
It's my favorite ever. I love that.
American Music Awards right there, right here on the Q with Denny and the Girls. Home of Operation Toy Drive. All the information on that is Q1055.com. All right, it's 9:37, mostly sunny, breezy today with a high 47. We're rocking a whopping 32 right now at the Cumulus Compound. Tonight on the Tube, you got your Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Atlanta Falcons. That's kind of an important game for some, you know, because they're both fighting it out there. Dancing with the Stars, you got Julianne Hough returns as a guest judge, and Pitbull performs Por Favor with Fifth Harmony.
Ooh.
I love Pitbull. Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Voice at 8 o'clock, the top 12 perform live. So now it's over to the votes, right? It's now voting to get them out?
Yeah, I think so.
That'll be good. And I watched episode one Saturday night. Elizabeth Smart, questions answered on A&E. It's on tonight at 10 o'clock. Abduction survivor Elizabeth Smart answers questions from viewers and gives more details about her 9 months in captivity and ongoing recovery from that traumatic ordeal and that maniac freakazoid that kidnapped her.
Sounds like some uplifting holiday television.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't say it was. I said it's pretty interesting, though. You watch it, you won't be able to turn it off.
Sure.
Ooh. I mean, it's not as good as This Is Us.
But
it is. It's fascinating. I know my wife says, you got to watch this. I'm like, really? She says, no, watch this. And she's telling her own story into the camera. It's pretty remarkable how they do it. And it's amazing. I mean, it's just incredible. And I don't know.
Does she still seem emotionally scarred?
No, no, she doesn't.
Surprisingly together.
The mom
left
the window open and the freakazoid snuck in and took her kid. Could you imagine having to live with that? 9 months not knowing if your daughter's dead or alive because you left the window open that you never do have done before because you what did she burn? She burned the potatoes, I think it was.
She opened
up the window to get the smell out, left it open, and that's where the freakazoid came in. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's so, something. Anyway, that's another one. Oh, and The Good Doctor is on tonight, too, if you like that show.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
All right. Tomorrow, we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving table seating charts.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Do we have to have them? Are they required? Should I assign seats? I'm serious. I am really struggling
with
this.
We're doing something new this year, and I'm not going to tell you what it is now. I will tell you tomorrow on the show. Yes, a nearly 24-hour radio tease.
Well, because you personally are going to do something.
Your family?
Yes. We're doing something different when it comes to the seating charts.
Put them on the lawn.
I'll explain it to you tomorrow. Because you know what happens?
I won't sleep.
Everybody that sees everybody all the time gravitates.
Right.
For sure.
They all sit together.
Oh, no.
We will have none of that.
Oh, no. You're doing the corporate seating, aren't you?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh,
are you coming in tomorrow?
Like breakout sessions. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what else we're doing?
Oh, no.
My wife's putting together a family trivia game.
Oh,
damn. And they're paying to come to this Thanksgiving.
$12. That's why.
Jeez,
$12.
It's entertainment.
Wait,
dinner and a show.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. There's a game.
It's $12, man.
It's work now.
Bob's expensive.
Yeah,
no. Bob Evans.
Yeah. We have family that's having karaoke. Oh, my God. That's the quickest way to get me to say no.
Gotta go.
To a Thanksgiving invite.
Karaoke?
Yeah,
for
I don't want
karaoke.
That. We're going to watch football the first game, and then the second, and after that, we're gonna eat. And we have different kind of seating, I'll tell you tomorrow, and you should adopt this because it'll work great. And then you have family trivia. None of this trivia game stuff, whatever. It's family trivia. It's stuff all about the family, which is really awesome. My family did it a couple of years ago when we hosted Christmas.
Yeah.
Sharon goes, that was so fun. We got to do that for my family. So she's been writing questions for weeks. And she's not telling any of us, so we all get to play. She's the only one who can't play. She knows all the answers.
You'll have categories.
Oh,
so we're
going to
divide. Awesome. We're going to divide everybody up in teams, you know, and then you play, and we're having prizes.
So it's not both sides of your family; it's just one side.
Just Sharon's side.
Okay,
you guys. That'd be great because she's
cool.
She's
no, it'd be too big. There's not a house big enough.
No, but I meant, do you take turns between your sides of the family for Thanksgiving?
No. We just did it. No,
okay.
We did 1 year, just my family, because we had been gone for so long, so we wanted to invite everybody down and all that, and everybody came. And then now, you know, everybody kind of does their own thing. Once your parents die, you stop doing the big family thing. I got news for you.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We've actually talked about that.
You know, I mean, they're like having
it. What will happen once dad goes?
Like my sister Sally usually has a kind of a big deal, and that's where everybody's there, you know, because she's got a decent-sized family. But we don't, not everybody's going to be there. It's just the way it is at Thanksgiving. But we still do our Christmas party. So the Schaefer Christmas party still goes.
Oh, cool.
So that goes every year.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
Well, that's pretty interesting. You're going to have categories for trivia. You know, you've got like a who's the best cook and who may be the funniest, who's done the most jail time, you know, stuff like that. So that'll be real good for the family. Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe Paul's family.
And then
people in the South, you can add this question in. Who's the best kisser?
Oh!
Yeah. Sure.
That ain't funny, cuz.
No. All right, we got to go. Nice job today, Paula.
You're the best. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Trisha, thank you.
Thanks for the ride.
Susan, you're a solid.
Thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next. You're going to have a 105-minute free ride. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying do what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming and...